You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
And welcome. Good morning. Good Sunday morning. 96.5 The Fan, After Hours, Jay Binkley, Quentin Morris, as always. What's going on, my friend? Last couple of weeks, we've been watching these London Jaguars. They might get a win today.
And Doug Peterson might have found a way to save his job.
Well, yeah. He might have got run had they been back in the United States, stateside last week. But Trevor Lawrence looks good so far. I know they're playing the Patriots, but he looks good.
He's been a really weird quarterback in the sense that, you know, he had that one really good year. He had Urban Meyer as his head coach, and everybody was like, well, you know, this is a guy that was getting grinded on by some college girl at a bar when he was, you know, supposed to be back with his team. He decided not to fly back with
his team. It might have just been his friend.
And sure. And then he, you know, we all gave him the excuse, right? Oh, Urban Meyer's your head coach. No way were you going to be successful. Then Doug Peterson came in. He had a good year, made the playoffs, won a playoff game. And then everything has just sort of fallen apart since then.
It has, and it is a team that's in that category of teams that can't parlay success. Unlike the Kansas City Chiefs, been the sixth straight AFC title games. You know, the Jags built themselves up. Blake Bortles, AFC title game, right? Came crashing down. Chiefs ruined them, actually. And then they sucked for a while. And then they made that comeback, had that playoff win. Now they suck again. These teams are like wasting quarterbacks, man. That's the one thing. Trevor Lawrence got paid, right? It's they call it Trevor Bank Stadium now. That's the new name of Duval. And that passionate fan base. Remember when the Chiefs played the Jags in the playoffs? They talked about, you know, what a great home fan base they had. And I was laughing then. I was like, this is a team that like tarps off their upper deck. They play in London twice a year. I know they're going to be doing some renovations to the stadium, but sorry. But the Jags and Doug Peterson need to part ways at some point.
I would like to be the first to congratulate Doug Peterson for being part of the offensive mindset in Kansas City in 2025.
He'll be here. He'll be here working with Nagy. They'll be working former Coach of the Year, Matt Nagy, as many Coach of the Years as Andy Reid does, to be quite honest with you. But yesterday was one of those I know you were locked into the K-State game, as you always are. Did you ever get up in the morning and watch College Game Day?
No, I think I've only... The only College Game Day I watched was when they were in KU last year, and I just because it was a big deal that it was in KU for the first time ever.
KU, by the way, had their big homecoming game at Arrowhead Stadium.
I don't know if we can call it big homecoming.
Oh, it's 112th homecoming Kansas. Did it at Arrowhead. Hey, nice win for Kansas. We'll get into that. Drew Nixon joins us at 11 o'clock. But I love that show, College Game Day. And seeing Saban on there, man, breaking things down and then dealing with McAfee, which I think he deep down likes, you know, because McAfee gets everybody fired up. But just the passion and what that show's become. The big deal, and even like Fox, their big noon kickoff, they have huge fan bases there. They were in Indiana yesterday, just all the amount of people. But I'm just blown away. That show is just getting better and better. It's always been good, but, man, it brings in that passion and excitement of what college football is all about.
Well, and I think that, you know, if whether you're like a college student or just a fan of a team, like let's say hypothetically, you know, one of those shows came out, Fox, you know, came out and did their pregame show at the Arrowhead parking lot, right? Like, that'd be, if you're there, you know, and you get to sit there and listen to them talk about the Chiefs, like, that's cool, you know? I remember when Tony Gonzalez came back on that Thursday night game, right? For the first time, Amazon's first Thursday night game here at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Right? And Tony Gonzalez was here, and they had that large crowd of people. Like, that's a cool experience to be able to have. So, yeah, I see why, you know, people like those shows, and especially, you know, you get that live audience there where you can get, you know, 100, 150 people, like, around the desk. Yeah, that's a cool thing to be able to be part of.
No, it's definitely cool, and I enjoy doing it and getting up and watching College Game Day because I just love the excitement, the passion they bring for the sport and seeing all the fans, you know, excited to have College Game Day there. But I think they do a tremendous show. And the coaches, whenever they join them, usually the coaches, like Sarkisian, he joined them up on stage and talks and the show and do some breakdowns. They're doing a lot more breakdowns of games, too, and I like that. But I'll say one thing is for sure yesterday – is the amount of teams right now that are sucking because they need a quarterback. Good luck. Good luck to getting a quarterback in the draft. As you know, we do that Character Concerns podcast each week where we look at the NFL draft and the prospects, NFL prospects. And last year spent a lot of time on wide receivers, obviously, because I thought that's where the Chiefs were going to go. But we talked about the other positions as well. This year, I'm telling you, the running back class loaded. So do I think the Chiefs will actually draft a running back in the mid-rounds? Yeah, I think this year. Not the first round. Definitely not first or second round. But mid-rounds, I do believe so. It's deep. Tight end class is ridiculously good this year. Much better. The quarterback class, though, is bad. No Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams in this class. There's not. Matter of fact, right now, if I had one quarterback to draft, it'd be Cam Ward. Cam Ward of Miami. And you can't blame him for how bad the defense in Miami has been the last couple weeks. What, 34 points, 35 points, 45 points? Cam Ward's still doing the job, and he's doing the job at the end of the game. It's like coming back against Cal and that seesaw game yesterday against Louisville. That's the one quarterback I think kind of has that it factor. And maybe Carson Beck, but that was kind of sloppy yesterday against Texas. Quinn Ewers, who's looked upon being a first-round pick and would have been last year, because the NFL is playing demand, teams are so starved on quarterbacks, he wasn't good, man. And he didn't even look good against Oklahoma. They got the job done because of that defense. But Quinn Ewers looked off. He had a couple fumbles he lost yesterday, had the pick, got benched. Arch Manning comes in, looked equally as bad. That was his big opportunity, come in the game, save the day. Couldn't do it. He fell apart. But which quarterback direction is you going? I mean, are we going to get down where Warwick of Indiana is drafted? I think going to the combine is going to be extremely interesting because the level of quarterbacks coming out this year, it's not like that instant savior. I don't see any Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams in this class. Cam Ward, I like Cam Ward. I think he'll be a good pro. He's good at Washington State, good at Miami. But as far as quarterbacks, man, they're starving. And maybe Carson Beck's it. I mean, he didn't have that experience, but of course he does this year. They do go on the road. They've beaten two top 10 teams now in Georgia. But I'm telling you, Quentin, for these teams starved on quarterback, like the Raiders desperately want to get a quarterback in there. And, you know, for Tom Brady and groom a new quarterback now that he's a part owner there, good luck because this is not a good quarterback class.
You know, this might actually be good for teams like Pittsburgh right? Because if you have a quarterback, it's not a good quarterback class. And so maybe one of these above average quarterback that have good tools but just haven't performed well in college, maybe a team like Pittsburgh, you know, who's not going to flunk out the year to be able to draft a quarterback, they might be able to get a quarterback and work with him and try and develop him. So maybe this will work out well for some of those middle-of-the-road teams and teams like the Raiders who have nothing to build around. You know, they're the ones that are really going to suck.
Shedeur Sanders will be drafted. He will. He's certainly a quality quarterback. We know what he can do, but can he humble himself a little bit? Can you bring that down? Can you get the guys in the locker room without your daddy Dion being there? Can you get the guys to buy into what you're doing? I mean, he's got a lot of extracurricular he does. You know, he plays his own music, you know, him singing in the locker room after games. But certainly he's going to be up there. He's going to be a first-round quarterback. Jalen Milroe of Alabama, he was absolutely terrible down the stretch. We're talking about guys that just melt down when they have the chance to do things. I mean, just missing. Flat out missing wide open people. That's considered he's considered a top five quarterback in the draft this year. And I'm going, wow, you're really starved on quarterbacks, because Cam Ward, again, he's the only one going out and consistently winning.
And a bad quarterback class isn't great for Kansas City, because, you know, you want as many quarterbacks to go in front of you as possible, because that means more talent can fall to you.
Yeah, there's going to be some. I mean, Dylan Gabriel, I'm interested in that. The often, you know, off-transferred guy, UCF, Oklahoma, playing really well at Oregon. But he's at 6 foot now. That might be a bit of a stretch when they end up, you know, measurement the combine could be 5'11", something like that. Garrett Nussmeier's getting some run at LSU. But again, a guy like Garrett Nussmeier might get himself in the first round, obviously. But the thing about it is, Garrett Nussmeier, you know, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, we're talking third round, fourth round quarterback. But again, they'll be overdrafted this year because the NFL is so starved for him, because everybody also wants that, you know, Brock Purdy syndrome guy. The fact the guy you can have come in and you not have to pay him right away, like San Francisco, when they pay Brock Purdy, which he's having a great year, they're going to get to pay him a ton of money. But they can spread that money out now because they're not paying their quarterback. Everybody wants that guy. I just don't see him, man. I just don't see that winner killer instinct with these quarterbacks.
And, you know, the thing, when people bring up how effective Brock Purdy has been, you know, the part of the conversation that gets left out sometimes is just how well-built that team was before they got Brock Purdy in there, and the fact they had a head – like, they had such a well-built infrastructure around him that they could plug in and play a quarterback that doesn't have a lot of great tools, but he was able to be successful around him. There are teams that are not just quarterback starved, but just talent starved in general. The Raiders are a great example of that. They just traded their best receiver. They have nobody on offense. Their offensive line sucks. They have no, their head coach sucks. They don't even have like a good offensive coordinator to build a scheme around him. Their defensive backfield, I swear to you, has been bad my entire life. And they have what, Max Crosby? That's the Raiders right now. And so it's going to take more than one draft in order to rebuild this thing. And if you're the Raiders, you shouldn't draft a quarterback heading into this year, because it's going to take more than one draft to rebuild your team. You just need to do the good old-fashioned best player available, because there is no talent on your team.
But they keep setting themselves further back. And I call this the reboot 2.0 in the AFC West. So far, so good for the Broncos. Because remember when they brought in Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett, then J.C. Jackson goes to the Chargers and Khalil Mack, and they start building up the Chargers and Brandon Staley. Then in Vegas, you had Chandler Jones going over there, and you had Devontae Adams and Josh McDaniel, that whole thing. And everybody had to scrap everything they did. And then you got Sean Payton in Denver. Russell Wilson's jettisoned off. It's Bo Nix now. The Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, completely different group. And then the Raiders continue to still be the Raiders and are just complete mess. They haven't drafted well at all. Mike Mayock was a huge failure for him in the front office. But it's like I've said before, the board game, where you hit that space that says go back to start. That's where you go back when you don't have the quarterback. You go right back to start. And they want Tom Brady to be instrumental, you know, in some of their player selections and stuff like that. But good luck. I mean, I think they can win with a Cam Ward. They better be making a trade for a quarterback, too. There's no reason you can't do that, because they're going to have to give up capital to go back to getting the quarterback. Now they're able to get away with not having Devontae Adams, you know, still on that payroll since they traded him to the Jets. But it's the Mahomes syndrome. Everybody wants that guy. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Everybody wants those guys. Why the Jets went on and paid so much for Aaron Rodgers. Everybody wants a quarterback because we all know when you get to the postseason, you got to have that guy with the it. And that's what I'm saying when I'm watching college football. I'm watching a bunch of guys that don't have it, especially in this draft class.
Yeah, it's the you know how I feel about Bo Nix at this point, right, Bank? I am not a believer in the Bo Nix. I think that
– Well, I'm with you.
He man, that first throw against the Saints, I mean, he overthrew one guy and underthrew another guy in the same pass. Both of them were wide open, and he somehow split the difference between the two. The guy's got happy feet in the pocket. He cannot just settle down and just step and throw in order to complete a pass. So he overthrows guys all the time. He has too many interceptions. You know who he reminds me a lot of? He reminds me a lot of Justin Fields when he was back at Chicago. I mean, for God's sake, he leads the team in rushing. Yeah, that's what Bo Nix leads the Denver Broncos in rushing. So that's what he reminds me a lot of Justin Fields. And Justin Fields had all sorts of problems back when he was in Chicago, and he's carried a lot of them into Pittsburgh now. No, I'm not a believer in Bo Nix. So I think Sean Payton has done a good job trying to put lipstick on a pig in order to cover up some of the problems that Denver has had on offense.
But you got to have that offensive coordinator to go with that quarterback. You know, Brandon Staley, when he was with the Chargers, you know, came over as a defensive coordinator. For 1 year, he was defensive coordinator with the Rams. Did well, gets the job out there, didn't work out with Justin Herbert. And Brandon Staley in his background, he was like a quarterback back in college when you go back there. But he was defensive-minded coach. Jim Harbaugh is a nice fit with Herbert. You know, former NFL quarterback with Justin Herbert. He understands what a quarterback thinks of. It's why the running game's so dominant. You know, let's give the quarterback a little bit of a break. And so with the Chiefs and Andy Reid, the Patrick Mahomes, everybody's looking for that magic. And right now they just can't find it. And it's better for the Chiefs, trust me, because that savior's not walking that door in the NFL. Now, last year's class provided some good quarterback. I think Jaden Daniels, that's my dude there. Jaden Daniels, I think, is going to be the stud. Caleb Williams appears to be, you know, good at this point too. And these guys have to work out. But again, there's always going to be that bust that someone reached on in the NFL draft, which happens every year.
Every year. And, you know, I mean, we could see so far this draft class looked, I mean, Drake May, right? I don't know how he played today, but last week, you know, he had a couple of really good throws.
He's 13 of 18 for 109 and one touchdown so far in this game.
Yeah. I mean, that's better than what Bo Nix has done. So, yeah, and we don't know what.
But the Broncos have one less win than the Chiefs at this point, which is crazy to say.
I do think that Sean Payton has brought something to that team. But yeah, there's not a lot that Bo Nix could do in order to convince me that he's going to be a good quarterback over the next couple of games. It's going to have to be long sustained success because I just don't see it.
Well, they need two things. They needed a coach, the quarterback. They have the coach. Quarterback, let's wait and see on that. Our phone number, 913-586-7965. The J Southland Tow Service text line, always open for you. 913-586-7965, same as the phone number. Send us your text. You're more than welcome to call. But coming up next, we'll look at this Chiefs and Niners game. Chiefs have won the last four against San Francisco. We'll break down this game, look at some numbers that's out there. And are you pumped up about this game? Let me know if you are, because that was the big talk. Are people, because in San Francisco, man, they're looking at the Chiefs like this is the big one. Be honest with you, in the grand scheme of things, it's not. We'll discuss that next.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, Streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
And welcome back to 96.5, the Fan, Jay Binkley. Quentin Morris here with you, taking you right up till noon. Chiefs pregame begins right there, right at 96.5 The Fan. You can hear the game right here at 96.5 The Fan as well. Chiefs in Frisco. Mitch Holtis, Dana Hughes, Josh Klingler get you set at noon. Art Haynes with the pregame show. And, of course, joining him, as always, Dan Israel, putting that thing together. It's a great pregame show. It's just an awesome show. Just hearing that, you know, growing up and just hearing it and just gets those juices flowing for the Chiefs game. And I'll join him, talk some college football at about 12:45 in that college football segment. But the text line asked me if Brady would bring in Belichick. This is actually pretty interesting, Quinn. I asked Mitch about this sorts Friday on our fans football show that we do, or Desmond Moses. The one thing I've always thought with Belichick is it would make sense. And at first it looked like there might be some fractured relationship. You know, when Brady goes off to Tampa and wins a Super Bowl, and the old chicken and the egg, who was it, Bill or was it Tom? Tom goes out, wins the Super Bowl. Belichick did not look great without a quarterback. Needed Tom. I see Belichick coaching again. I really do. 100% think he coaches again. But I think he coaches in Dallas is where he go. The Raiders would make a lot of sense to try to lure him to Vegas. They desperately need to build a culture there, a fan base there in Las Vegas, like the Golden Knights have done in hockey. They haven't, because it's visiting fans that come in, just like the Steelers fans that absolutely dominated Allegiant Stadium last week, and you'll see much the same next week when the Chiefs are in Las Vegas. But they didn't have a quarterback. Like, Belichick, at his age, it's about chasing down Don Shula.
100%.
That's a vendetta for him. He wants to beat Shula. Shula was critical of Belichick in the past. He wants that record, and he doesn't have that guy. Now, you can say, does he have that guy in Dallas? Like, I'm skeptical about Dak. Dak puts up great, great numbers, but not always. And those receivers weren't running good routes last weekend. You heard Trey Aikman putting it down on those receivers, and he was 100% right. But Dak is a better option than what they have in Las Vegas. I don't see Belichick gelling with an Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew. I think he could work with Dak.
Yeah, because you're 100% correct that he's shooting for that record, the record to have the most wins out of any coach in NFL history. And in order to do that, you have to go to a place that has some infrastructure already built up, right? The tricky part is that in order for him to get that head coaching job, he has to go to a place with a head coach slash team that's bad enough for them to get fired. But he needs to go to a place that has enough that, you know, in 1 year or so, he's able to build the team that he wants in order to get those regular season wins. And no matter how you look at it, the Raiders are not going to be that team. They're definitely bad enough to get their head coach fired, but this is a team that's gone through, I swear, four different quarterbacks in the last 2.5 years.
You think of other coaches like Doug Peterson, would Belichick fit in Jacksonville? But Jacksonville wants to back off. Shad Khan's even said so. They want to back off, draft more players, be kind of in that situation because they paid Trevor Lawrence all that money. To be honest with you, here's what I would do. I'd fire McDermott and bring him to Buffalo. And McDermott, man, I mean, you think of him. Yeah, I mean, he wins games, but does he win it all? No. Sean McDermott was almost fired last year when Buffalo slid. I mean, Buffalo went down to the final week of the year, either being the number two seed or not even in the playoffs. This year, they're dang lucky they didn't lose their third straight game when the Jets blew that game against the Bills. But honestly, can you imagine? He knows that division. He knows that division inside and out. Matter of fact, when Belichick was with Brady, they won 32 of 35 games going in against the Buffalo Bills. They had success. He owns that division. I would keep him there, and I'd put him with Josh Allen, to be quite honest. But that's what I would do. Hey, it's about the final line. I don't care about just winning or getting to the postseason. No, you got to win the whole damn thing. That's what you got to do. Belichick, I'd mix him with Josh Allen. Boom, I think you'd be set. That's what I would do.
Especially a place like Buffalo, who is one of the teams that hasn't won a Super Bowl and has had many chances to do so, but hasn't been able to break through. So, yeah, you're sort of completing, you know, a lot of the things that you're asking him for, right? Team is good enough to go out and get those wins. Josh Allen is good enough to pull together a mediocre offense, offensive weapons, and Bill Belichick can come in and build that defense the way that he wants it. Plus, it would be funny to see him go into New England and beat the Patriots.
Text line thinks Giants. Well, obviously, there's a history there with Belichick. He likes it. But do they have the answer? Is Daniel Jones, is that the answer for Belichick going forward? No, it's not.
Yeah, I think the quarterback situation is too bad for him to go there.
And again, if you want to draft and develop quarterbacks, I don't see that. It's not through here. Josh Allen and Belichick is ready-made, plus he knows that division. He's a better coach than Sean McDermott. I would 100% go that direction. Again, you're talking about a coach that almost lost three straight. They lost 35-10 to Baltimore. Then they lost to Houston 23-20. They beat the Jets 23-20. But you saw that. Mike Williams runs the wrong route. It gets dropped. They missed two field goals in that game. I feel the Jets could have and should have won that game against the Buffalo Bills. Of course, they didn't do it. But let's not forget McDermott, defensive-minded guy, when the Chiefs tied him up with 13 seconds, that was the number one scoring defense in the NFL and couldn't get the job done against the Chiefs. But Belichick has beaten the Chiefs in the postseason.
Yes, he has.
So, again, all these things come together. He's not going to Baltimore with Lamar Jackson. You know that's not going to happen. You know he's not going in Houston with C.J. Stroud and DeMeco Ryans. So what's the next best thing? It's the Buffalo Bills. Again, McDermott will win you games. He'll sell some tickets. You'll get there, but can you win the whole thing? No. Put Belichick in Buffalo with Josh Allen. I mean, I hate to say that as a Chiefs fan. That's the last thing you'd want to see is that combination of Josh Allen and Bill Belichick. You would. He's not going to Vegas. If he goes to Vegas, he's not going to catch Shula, the 26 wins he needs. Not going to do it.
Yeah, unless he does it over like 13 years.
Yep. Coming up next, though, we'll look at that Frisco, look at some of the numbers, break them down, plus why Emmanuel Acho is an idiot. Hey, welcome back to After Hours. Jay Binkley, Quentin Morris, producing the operation, leading you right up till noon where Chiefs pregame begins right here at 96.5. The Fan, Mitch Holtis, Dana Hughes, Josh Klingler on the call today. That game will be right here, 96.5. The Fan, the great Art Haynes, the great Dan Israel, you know, part of that pregame show. Looking forward to that. Chiefs, Niners, Chiefs are the underdog. Keep making them the underdog. Patrick Mahomes 11-1-1 against the spread, 10-3 straight up. I got a kick out of this. Emmanuel Acho, His brother does a great job, like broadcasting on ESPN, but Emmanuel likes to throw like hot takes out there, right? Here's his last one. He goes, the Chiefs have won 11 straight games, but they've done it by scoring 27 or points or less. Facts. 100% facts. Eventually, a team is going to be able to score more than three TDs. Eventually, a team is going to put up 28 points. What will they do then? What will they do when Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry put up 35? Well, they had a chance and they didn't. What will they do when Josh Allen, Amari Cooper, and James Cook put up 35? It's great, but they haven't. But what happened when somebody did put up 35 points? The last time somebody scored over 30 points was the Eagles in the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Who won that game? Oh, yeah, that's right. The Chiefs won the game. The bottom line is, they're not letting anybody score. Nobody scored over 30 points in 26 games against this team. So it's kind of what they are right now. Andy Reid, in my opinion, has kind of reinvented the wheel, what he's doing. They ran that 14 personnel with four tight ends quite a bit last week. They're second in the NFL in run efficiency, but they only have one run over 11 yards with the running back. They have four total over 11 yards, but three of them are Patrick Mahomes. Or two of them are Patrick Mahomes. One's Xavier Worthy on that end of the round that he ran. But they're just a smash mouth, punch in the face, be smarter than you football team. That's just what they are. And the fact that you go all the way last year, this year, no one's scoring 30 points against this team. And it happens all the time. Everybody's laying the flowers at the Ravens. And I will say this to Emmanuel. The Ravens gave up 38 points 2 weeks ago to the Bengals. They're the 31st ranked pass defense. Yeah, this isn't the same Ravens defense you've seen in the past. Just like the 49ers defense the Chiefs will be facing is not as good as when it was with DeMeco Ryans, who's now doing a hell of a job as head coach in Houston. Much different. But this is what the Chiefs are going to be. San Francisco, though, very good offensively. Number two offense in the NFL. Second in passing. Again, Brock Purdy's had a hell of a year. Third in rushing. That's one thing Frisco's always been able to do is run the football. It's Kyle Shanahan. It's his system. Christian McCaffrey obviously did a great job about it last year. He's banged up, not playing. Jordan Mason, AC sprain, looks like he's going to play today for the 49ers. Doesn't really matter because I kind of like their third string running back, Isaac Grendo, a ton. I liked him last year in the draft a lot. I think the guy's got a lot of talent, and he was drafted by Frisco in the fourth round. But here's the thing. Here's where they're vulnerable. Okay, defense. Kansas City is 14th in the NFL. Not great, but right in the middle of the pack. 35.6% giving up third downs. Third down percentage. San Fran is yielding third downs 43.4% of the time. So 43% of the time that other teams, they'll pick up the first down on them. Offensively, they're very good on third down. 47.5% they convert on third down. Chiefs are at 42.6%. But the Chiefs are good at limiting running backs. It's what they've done all year. And you'd think that's all right, strength on strength. Strength is their running game. And because Juwan Jennings, their leading receiver in yards, isn't playing today. And Deebo Samuel's always a bit banged up, but he's playing. They held Derrick Henry to just 46 yards rushing. Zach Moss of the Bengals, they held him to 34 yards. Bijan Robinson, 16 carries, 31 yards. It's like 2 yards a carry. J.K. Dobbins, 14 carries, 32 yards. Alvin Kamara, 11 carries, 26 yards. Who's the next victim? Teams aren't running against it. The way they're flying to the football, the way the linebackers are flowing, the fact defensive linemen are sitting in their gaps and keeping the linebackers to be able to flow, and Leo Schnell coming in and doing his deal, and Nick Bolton coming up against the run. But Frisco, yes, very good against the run. The one advantage both teams have are both these teams are bad against tight ends. And you have two of the best in Kittle and Kelsey going into this game. I think it's a great matchup, but this game means so much more to San Francisco. When our guys went on a lot of 95.7 the game out in San Fran, and they were talking about this game, how big this is to them. Like, this is a building block for them. Remember the Ravens a couple years ago when Lamar Jackson got his one victory against Patrick Mahomes? It seemed like they wanted to throw a parade afterwards. And Buffalo's been doing this during the regular season, but they can't beat the Chiefs in the postseason.
Or same thing with the Bengals, who've been doing that for their one playoff win against them.
The one playoff win. But Buffalo, or excuse me, the 49ers, this is the step they want to get over. They want to beat Patrick Mahomes. But in the grand scheme of things, how much this game matters to the Chiefs? Well, it's not an AFC game. So the AFC portion of when you're trying to figure out the number one seed, you don't have to worry about that in this game. It actually hurts you less than losing to anybody else or losing to a bad football team, which actually is better than losing to somebody that would have the tiebreaker over you. But Frisco, this is what they're worried about. This was a radio show, our sister station in the Bay Area, 95.7 The Game, earlier this week.
It's a warrior-like feel to them, where it's like Kevin Durant and Steph, all right, we'll play 6 minutes of good ball and we'll knock you out in the fourth quarter. That's what it feels like when I watch them. And I know we're really, 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 really good. And we keep looking over at them and I'm like, but they're better.
They are better.
And it drives me nuts.
They are better.
I hate saying it. Like, you know it drives me nuts. And I watch that guy, Mahomes.
Oh,
God, he's awesome and I hate him.
He's awesome and I hate him. Of course, man. The Chiefs are that stumbling block. The Chiefs are circle the calendar game for the Niners. They just are. This town is so used to success. They've beat the Niners twice in the Super Bowl. They've been the four of the last five. It's ho-hum. Again, in the grand scheme of things, you'd rather lose in the NFC than in the AFC. Like right now, you're looking at, you know, top seed Billings early on. Obviously, the Bengals, they need to turn things around. But when you had that victory over Cincinnati and Baltimore, and you start saying, okay, they got the Bills later on this year, those are the games that matter. Those are the games that matter. You know, the Cleveland Browns, teams like it, that doesn't matter, but it is an AFC game. For instance, last year I had Kadarius Toney basically he lost two games on his own last year. Had the Chiefs won those, they would have had the same record as the Ravens at 9-3 in the AFC, and the Chiefs would have had home field advantage because they had the tiebreakers over Baltimore. They had a better AFC record than the Baltimore Ravens. That game would have been played at Arrowhead instead of Baltimore, which that could have cost them a chance at the Super Bowl. But I will say this, it's kind of better off now, you know, that they went on the road and just dispelled those rumors. I was showing you like Patrick Mahomes road splits and home splits. It is funny how much better of a quarterback he is on the road than he is at home. He just is. And that was the one thing that was driving me crazy last year when people were told, can he go on the road and win in the playoffs? And then he proved, and he went out and did it. But Patrick Mahomes splits. He's got 1,300 more yards passing on the road than at home. And just one more game. I mean, it is insane. You look at Patrick Mahomes in his career and what he's done, home and road, and you tell me, is it better home Pat or better road Pat? He's played 50 games at home. He's played 51 on the road. He's won 39 games at home. He's won 40 on the road. Very similar. Yardage-wise, 14,164 at home, 15,495 on the road. That's over 1,300 more. He's got 122 touchdowns on the road, 103 touchdowns at home. His completion percentage at home, 65%. His completion percentage on the road, 67%. His rating, 98.8 at home. His rating on the road, a staggering 106.9. These are the stats they'll never tell you because they want to build up this false narrative that he can't play on the road, which is insane.
Yeah, of course the 49ers keep talking about how important the game is against Kansas City because they've beaten them four times since Patrick Mahomes has been here, and they beat him in four different ways. They beat him in the Super Bowl twice when they had double-digit leads. They beat the brakes off of them last year when they went to San Francisco to play them. And then when the last time that San Francisco was in Arrowhead, they blew Jimmy Garoppolo's knee out. And they beat him in four different ways every time that they faced them. They've beat them with two different quarterbacks. So, yeah, of course the 49ers fan base and the 49ers sports talk shows out there don't want to play this game, or they keep looking at Kansas City.
And they're just smart. Look at the overtime in the Super Bowl. I mean, it was exactly dumb what Frisco did. You got to be smarter. Let's go to the phone lines. Big T and Shawnee. What's up, Big T?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call. It's B&B, Breakfast with Bink. So, Bink, I wanted to talk about something real quick before I talk about the Chiefs. You know, I grew up in Yankees breaking my heart, man, every year. And I finally see they broke through the barrier. 15 years, those underachieving turds that took them to get back to the World Series. 15 years, the big market, the big money. We've been to two. We won one. They ain't going to win it either. So screw the Yankees. But, Bink, I'm glad you're talking about these Chiefs. You know, Frisco's had this game circled. It's like their Super Bowl. They've got problems. We're in their head. It's the Chiefs. It's the Chiefs factor. Cincinnati, Buffalo, Baltimore, you name it, Bink. When we play them and we get in their heads and we beat them, that's all they want to think about because we're the king. And Patrick Mahomes, he is. He's the king of sling. He's the best trigger man in the league. He's the field general. And he doesn't have all these fancy stats, but he just wins. And what do great teams do? They find a way to win. I'm sick of hearing about Josh Allen 5 weeks into the season, six. Oh, Josh Allen this. Oh, Josh Allen that. Screw Buffalo. Screw Josh Allen. Screw Burrow. Screw Lamar. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, everybody. At the end of the day, we're going to be 14-3. We'll be at the top of the mountain again, playing for another Super Bowl, and Pat Mahomes is going to be your MVP. Let's go out and kick some Frisco ass today. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
That would be, you see those Dr. Pepper, the hype train. I love that Fiendsville commercials. You know, it's the hype train. But Big T's right, man. Just, everybody builds this up. Again, Chiefs are in a different situation. How they look at games and how they and how other teams do. I remember when the Chiefs were trying to, you know, to build up this machine. They looked at the Patriots as that team. It wasn't, hey, we got Raiders and Chargers. Not worried about that. We got to beat that team. We got to knock that team off. And then when Brady goes to Tampa Bay, okay, the Steelers have always found success. But the thing is, Nolan, or Quinn, you got to get to this point where this whole second guessing and who and what this team is. We'll describe that. Chiefs are running the ball 47% of the time, which is way higher than Andy Reid has done in his past. Plus, is this the week they pick up a wide receiver via trade? We'll talk about that next. Welcome back, Jay Binkley. Quentin Moore is producing the operation. By the way, College Game Day decided they're going to go to Bloomington, Indiana. Give them some run next week. They're playing Washington, by the way. And don't look for it on network TV. This is a Big Ten Network game that College Game Day is going down to. But Lee Corso making the return there. Big noon kickoff was there last week. So Kurt Cignetti in Indiana starting to get some run. Looking forward to that. Chiefs and Niners coming up in a little bit. Must contain Nick Bosa. That could be a problem. He's number two in the NFL as far as his 35 pressures are concerned this week. Jesse Newell from the KC Star had a great article about the Chiefs running game the other day. You know, he points out 47% of the Chiefs plays it runs, 13th in the NFL. But check this out. This is what Jesse put here. Reeves ranked during his previous six seasons with Mahomes 23rd, 23rd, 28th, 27th, 25th, and 26th ranking in the NFL as far as how much they run the ball. Kind of a shift in philosophy a bit, wouldn't you say, Quentin? Finding a way just to win a game, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's recognizing the fact that your pass game, due to injuries, due to, you know, whether your offensive line not playing great, it's about making sure that you're taking the way you're running your team and getting wins. There are so many coaches that in the NFL, college, whatever, that they say, this is the way we play. I need you to do this. Andy Reid and the best coaches aren't like this. You know, they just find a way to win. They say, hey, we're going to look for guys like this. You know, this is the scheme I want to run. But if things don't work out, we can be flexible. We can change. And Kansas City's done that over the last couple years. They've turned into a defensive team first, right? Let's be honest about what we're seeing every Sunday. We're seeing a team that is coming out and is playing through their defense, right? I mean, we've given stats on stats on stats about how Kansas City's defense has limited damage, right? We haven't allowed more than 28 points in 2 years, right? So you're playing through your defense, and like Patrick Mahomes has the shortest air yards, right, per attempt.
Yeah, he's off to his lowest. His numbers are basically as low as he's had in his career. But
you're 5-0, so it doesn't matter.
There's still not a general manager in football that wouldn't take him out of any other quarterback if he had the chance. I mean, there's not one. It doesn't matter. You got to win the game. And not only that, look what he's winning with, man. Yeah, it's not exactly a juggernaut wide receiver group.
This wide receiver group.
There's one guy, Juju, who was on the couch, who was didn't play well at all last year in New England, and released by him. There was question whether he's going to play or not because of the hamstring, and he's going to play today. But when you're sitting there worried if Juju can play, props to your quarterback.
When that injury report came out, I think there was a real pucker factor here in Kansas City because if Juju Smith-Schuster isn't playing, I mean, this is going to be the Sky Moore game. Is that what was going
to
happen?
If it's to the point where you're worried if Juju's playing or not, I know he had a big game, 7 for 130, but go back and watch that game. All right. He was open a ton. And not just open, he was wide open because they didn't respect him. There was no respect given to him. And you know what? They came through and the Chiefs did damage because they exploited the weakness. If they're not going to cover him, hey, we're going to do it. Frisco will cover him. He'll cover him a lot more than his last game. Trust me on that with Frisco because the tape's out there now. Okay, Juju can catch it. But the other thing that bothered me was the contested catch. Again, when you get into the end zone, that play that went off his hands into Colin Saunders' hands became a 13-point swing.
It really did.
Because they came down, they scored a touchdown, they missed the extra point, so 13-point swing off that play. It's why the receivers, and they might not make a move for receiver for one, for just how thin they are, how precarious the line is if somebody gets hurt or not. Like, you can't afford to have an Xavier Worthy go down. At this point, you can't even afford if a Juju Smith-Schuster goes down. Because get ready, get set for more 14 personnel with Jody Fortson in his tight end and four active tight ends, and look for more, a lot more ground and pound with Kareem Hunt.
And, you know, we brought up this stat earlier, but I kind of want to double down on it. You know, we talk about how Kansas City has been running the ball a lot, but they haven't been running the ball for big gains. They've been very efficient, right? Four yards, 5 yards, 6 yards. The problem with that is if you get stuffed at the line on first down and you're in second and nine and you fall behind the sticks, you can put yourself in some pretty big trouble because you don't have an explosive playmaker to really try and gain some of those yards back. So you have to be efficient because Kansas City doesn't have explosive running backs.
Yeah, they're lacking that, but the good news is only 8% of their runs have been zero or negative yards. That leads the NFL. Like, that was the big problem the last couple of years. You know, short yardage, can you get that 1 yard? Third and one, fourth and one, can you, you know, keep Mahomes and the offense on the field? 8% of the time they've had zero or negative yards, leads the NFL. That is a category, that is a welcome category for sure. But as far as receivers and trading for one, yeah, I think that's for necessity. Not only that, I've heard the adage, well, you know, Amari Cooper's 30 years old or whatever, you know, when he went to Buffalo. The Chiefs don't need a receiver for the long term, man. Just get one through February, man. Get that rental player. I'm 100%. They have pushed all in to win a third in a row. They brought back everybody on defense, paid Chris Jones. They're pushing all the chips in the middle of the table, want to win three in a row. Then that includes going out and getting a receiver just as a rental till February. So be it. You don't need him for the long haul. I think Hollywood Brown comes back to this team next year. Didn't think there was a chance in hell he would, but now I do. Because he's not playing, you know, to go out and play with Reed and Mahomes and earn that money. It's not going to be there for him. He's because he didn't play. So I feel he comes back. Xavier Worthy, clearly. Rashee Rice will be back with his team. Obviously, you can't deal with the suspension. And I still think the Chiefs go in the first round at wide receiver.
You're going to go in and draft a high wide receiver. And let's be honest, there's always a Hollywood Brown type in free agency. And you can bring Hollywood Brown back, and you're always going to be able to find another middle of the road kind of, you know, 700 to 800 yard wide receiver in free agency. So Kansas City will be able to tack it towards the end of the year. The problem is now, and I really wish that Kansas City would have been able to finalize the Amari Cooper trade. I really think that that would have solved some of the problems, but you know, you can't look back. You have to look forward, and we have to talk about a solution for today.
Yeah, that's who I wanted. Cerebral player, and played at Alabama under Nick Saban. The guy's always just a smart, headsy veteran. He does lead the NFL in drops with 9, but look at who's throwing to him. So there's always that to look at. And not only that, you know who led the NFL in drops last year? Puka Nacua. Number 2 in the NFL in drops last year was Tyreek Hill. Pretty good receivers, I think, still, right? You know, I think they made up for that.
When you get a lot of passes, you're going to have a lot of drops, you know? Yeah. That's just how this works.
You are. Coming up next, Drew Nixon, executive producer, Cody and Gold, joins us each and every Sunday as we go around the landscape of college football.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.